If you find yourself in a lot of pain when it seems like your ex has moved on, then we're going to be getting into that in this video, and we're going to be giving you some things that you can do, some things to think about, and some things to focus on in your life to help you feel better and to open yourself up for the great loving relationship that you want. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. And, you know, I work with a lot of people who are going through breakups, and it's very common for people to have a lot of pain and emotion and just a normal human experience as the result of what they're going through. And it can be even more intense or painful if it seems like your ex or your partner is moving on. They've gone through the breakup with you, and maybe for a while it seemed like they were confused, in pain, hurting, unsure, all that sort of stuff. Maybe as you might have been. It might seem like that chapter is coming to an end, and maybe they're starting to move on. And I don't know exactly what that means for you, because moving on can mean something different for different types of people. For some people, it could mean, okay, they are not as emotionally charged as they once were, you know, whereas before they used to think about the breakup or something like that, they might have cried or had a lot of intense feelings. Maybe now they're starting to find peace and acceptance with that and move forward. Or for other people, the second one is what describes what most people mean when they say my ex has moved on, is that they have physically entered into a new relationship and that they are on, you know, Tinder or some dating platform and, actively trying to find a new partner, right? And so I want to talk about all of this. Now, first of all, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're experiencing is totally fine. It's normal, it's natural, it's a human experience, right? You don't have to make yourself feel bad about it. I know that there are a lot of people who might try to make you feel bad about it. You know, oh, hey, why haven't you moved on yet? You just need to date, 10 people and then you'll forget about them. You just need to, go online or something like that. But if that's just not where you're at, then I want you to feel okay knowing that what you're going through is perfectly normal. Breakups, a very emotionally intense thing in our lives. There was some sort of survey or report or something that I saw a few years back that broke down the most stressful events that a regular person is probably going to experience at some point in their life. So, excluding things like living through a war or something like that, but more like the loss of your parent or being diagnosed with a serious disease like cancer or something. And of course, the breakup of a significant relationship or a marriage was definitely up there on the list. I think it was up there around like slot 3 or 4 or something like that, but it was pretty high up there over, things like, hey, my spouse died or something like that. But, I don't want you to minimize the feelings that you're going through, because they may be very intense, and that's totally normal. Our relationships are what many of us base the foundation of our lives on. You know, it's like, yeah, here I am, Clay, I'm a married guy, I have a wife. And if for whatever reason that fell apart, I would, of course, have some big emotional experiences as the result of that, as I'm sure probably, you might be having as the result of your breakup right now. And of course, you're probably also having an equally challenging experience seeing your partner seemingly care less and less about the connection that you had and the relationship that you had, especially if there's a part of you that wants to work things out or even get back together, right? It can feel like, you're at this train station and you're standing on the platform and the train is just starting to pull away from the platform and you're not on it and you have to rush. You have to hurry up to try and catch that train before it leaves the station. And it just keeps getting farther and farther ahead of you because, of course, it's a train and you're a person, and you can't ever hope to run as fast as a train once it's going at full speed, right? So, I get it. I understand it. And I also want to make a little bit of a distinction here, because, again, there is a little bit of ambiguity when people say, hey, my ex is moving on. If your ex is just dating someone else, if they're in a physical relationship, or if they're putting up a profile on a dating site or something like that, you don't necessarily want to jump to the conclusion that they're absolutely moving on. Because what people do and how they feel is not always the same. I mean, of course, we have the whole concept of a rebound relationship, which of course is incredibly common these days. And it's just a hallmark of where a lot of people are at with how they deal with their emotions. You know, we have an entire video playlist on rebound relationships. You can check it out right up there if you want to. But there's a whole lot of interesting psychological things that tend to go on with people in rebound relationships that definitely signify that they are not over their ex or over their previous relationship. So just know that just because your ex might be going through the motions of dating someone else or going out on dates or being in a relationship with someone or even getting engaged to someone. If you know my story, you know that that's what my big ex did 2 weeks after we broke up. Yeah, crazy, right? That kind of, you know, that's like, you know, soap opera stuff that happens to other people, not low-key, mellow people like me. But no, it happened. We broke up, she got into a rebound relationship instantaneously, they got engaged 2 weeks later, and obviously a rebound relationship, and obviously it had some problems down the road. But anyway, I don't know the details because, hey, you know, none of my business. But just because they're doing things that someone would do if they have moved on doesn't necessarily mean that they've moved on, especially if they haven't processed their emotions in an appropriate, healthy sort of way, right? Obviously, rebound relationship. And, you know, I've heard countless stories of people over the years whose partners have gone to rebound relationships and, you know, they've been able to make that relationship work. Of course, there's challenges. Of course, there are going to be obstacles like, you know, eliminating that third party and reconnecting and building the trust and all that. But, you know, hey, it's definitely not outside the realm of possibility. And so just know that appearances do not always equal reality, especially when it comes to things like social media. I mean, my goodness, you know, people don't post their full self on social media. At least most of us don't. They just post a sort of curated version of their life on social media, because as we all know, the way to win at social media is to get as many likes or followers or hearts or whatever that you possibly can get. And the best way to do that is to post, you know, your luxurious vacation or your new car or some peak highlight in life or something like that. It's not to say don't share that, but just know that that's what you're looking at when you're looking at social media. You're just looking at one side of someone's life. You're not looking at the full picture. You're not looking at the hidden thoughts that they think as they drift off to sleep. You're not looking at the regret that they feel. You're not looking at their hidden yearnings that they're afraid to even admit to themselves. You're just getting a very superficial, shallow glimpse into their life. And then the other side of this is when your ex is actually moving on. By the way, before we get into that though, if you do like this video, it really helped me out a lot if you'd hit that thumbs up button for the YouTube algorithm and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell as well too. That does help us out. You know, I don't really get what the bell does, but it helps us out. And then also drop a comment down below too, letting me know you like this sort of stuff. All of this stuff sends a message to the computers at YouTube that say, hey, show Clay's videos to more people. Anyway, with that being said, let's get back into it. The other side of it is when your ex actually seems to be emotionally moving on. You know, they seem to be less affected by you, by the connection that you had, by your history, by your relationship, by the things that maybe used to stir them up, like the pain of the breakup or this or that or whatever. And this is not necessarily actually a bad thing. Oftentimes people are in this situation where they, you know, maybe think that they don't want, there's some birds over there, or they think that they need to stop their ex from moving on after a breakup. And you actually want your ex to move on. Why is that? Because now they're not stuck in this emotionally reactive place when it comes to you and when it comes to your connection with one another and all of that. But instead, they're actually able to interact with you in a full, conscious, intentional sort of way. So, you know, rather than trying to make you jealous, rather than playing mind games with you, rather than playing harder to get, rather than not texting you to see if you'll text them or whatever, they'll actually be able to drop all of that because they've actually emotionally moved on. And they can interact with you in more of an intentional sort of way. And they can say, you know, hey, I'll admit it. I did a few things wrong, and this is what they are. Or, hey, I'll admit it. We both messed up in a certain way. Or, hey, you know what? You're right. We do have a lot of history, and it would be a shame to just throw it all away. And the two of you can actually have a real connection rather than just, again, mind games, jealousy, manipulation, doing, you know, shady shenanigans just to see if someone will react in a way that you want them to, etc. And so, you know, it's actually a good thing if they move on. It's actually a good thing for you, obviously, because you're in a better emotional place. But it's also a good thing for them because they're going to be able to interact with you in a more straightforward kind of way rather than, you know, clouded by all the drama, the damage control mode, and everything else that so many of us do end up in immediately after a breakup. And so, you know, no matter what, if you do want to pursue that connection, and if you do want to see what is possible, the next thing for you to do is to learn what we'd call advanced relational skills. These are how you actually can connect with someone better, and also how you can connect with yourself to start to release some of that pain and hurt that you might be holding on to. Because when you're able to put your attention back where it should be, rather than on all the stories that you might be telling yourself about, hey, they moved on, they didn't care, they never cared, all that stuff, then you're actually going to be able to heal a lot faster. And so what I'd like you to do next is to check out this video series right over here on what we call advanced relational skills. Anyway, once again, give this video a thumbs up if you liked it. Subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you on our subscription list. Anyway, take care, and I'll talk to you next time.